Oh, hey, Will, you're here.
I'm here.
What are you?
I teleported to the other seat.
Yeah, because last week you were in London, England.
Yes, I was in London, England.
Were you really? Sorry, you haven't introduced me yet.
Ignore that.
Were you actually in London?
Yes, I was actually in London.
Introduce me so we can talk about London.
Is Rachel.
Yes.
Hi.
So Rachel from Hashtag History Podcast.
That's me.
So, okay, real quick, we'll get to Rachel, but Will, yeah, Will spent the last 2 weeks in, first week was France, of course, in show timeline, because you appeared on the show in France, in Paris.
Wow.
And then you Skyped, you called in from London the second week.
Yes.
Did you stay in London for the whole week, or did you bounce around England?
It was London the whole time.
And that is so good.
And it wasn't a full week. It was just like 4 days, Tyler. Don't oversell it.
Well, I mean, in terms of the show, where there's 1 week, we do a weekly show. 1 week you were in one city, and then the next week you were in a different city.
And the time change was brutal.
Right.
Yes. I went to London in March of this year, which we knew when we went. So we stayed in London for, I think we were there for 8 days. It was like right around a week. And we knew going in March it was going to be brutal weather-wise. It was bloody awful. It was like hailing, but windy too. So the hail was coming sideways at your face. You had to just cut, and people just ran like through the streets because it felt like bullets were falling from the ceiling.
It's like that meme where it's the dog sitting in the house that's on fire, and it's like, this is fine. This is fine.
Yeah, this is fine.
Yeah,
this is fine. But I mean, of course, it was amazing. What did you do while you were there, Will?
You know, sightseeing. When my favorite part was probably going to pubs and drinking beer.
The one thing that I found in London that we don't do it here, we went to a couple pubs and it was like culture shock to me that those pubs are so crowded that I don't know if this happened to you too, Will, but we would be sitting like at a table that could probably seat like four people, but Alex and I, my fiance and I, would be sitting like across from each other, you know, in two of the seats at maybe a four seater table. And some guy would just come up and, "You mind if I sit here?" And then he just starts eating his dinner, like right next to us. Like, okay. And that happened at every single pub we went to. Like, I don't know if that's just a thing there that's not here, but they have no, what's the word I want? Like, their social norms are not the same as ours. They don't mind sitting at a table with strangers. They didn't care about our conversations. We didn't care about theirs, but we'd be sharing a table with like several random strangers.
Well, I gotta be honest. I do avoid, large groups or crowds like the plague. So
I
tried my best to not go anywhere crowded.
I was going to say, my introvert nature is like screaming, like, not that.
Well, see, and that's our introvert nature, and that's us. I don't know if it's Americans or it's Californians or what it is, but our typical response would be like, no, actually, this seat's taken. But we were like, whatever. And all of a sudden, there's like four random people at our table, completely random, enjoying their own meals, not talking to each other. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. It's probably just a prank on Americans that, like, hey, we're just going to sit down at all the Americans' tables and, like, you know.
Then they'll leave. They'll get awkward and leave.
You want to know the worst thing that I heard while I was there? So we went to a pub. The bartender, he's this pretty cute guy, like redhead with the accent and everything. I go up to the bar, order a drink, and he said, "You're from America. I can tell." I was like, "Yeah, I am." He's like, "You're from Minnesota." And I was like, "Excuse me?
You should have just said yes.
I am not from Minnesota." No, I can tell your accent. I was like, "Excuse me?"
You pull out the California driver's license, like, see?
Yeah, no, do not say I have a Minnesotan accent. Thanks a lot, man.
At the London border, somebody was like, "Hey, are you American?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, "California?" Like,
uh-huh.
Yeah, that was a good guess.
Sacramento, he gets increasingly narrow. Like, right. Zip code 958. Oh, okay, we're done with this conversation.
We're done now.
I was shocked how many people were like, you're from America? Oh, from California? And then like,
funny.
I've heard of California. And then I was like, yeah, from Sacramento, California. And then he's like, oh yeah, I went to like two towns over or something. No. Like, how many people in London know about Sacramento, but I'm not going to know about like Glasgow or anything like that?
That is cool. Did you get to do the London Eye?
No, it was closed, actually.
Oh, what a bummer.
But you did.
Did you see Big Ben?
I went to go see Big Ben, which was under construction.
Yes, it was under construction when we went to. I took a lovely picture. I sent it back to my mom, and I said, "Mom, look, I got to see Big Ben." And I mean, it's completely covered in scaffolds.
That sounds
and...
exactly like what I saw.
I have a theory that Big Ben doesn't exist. And they put up the scaffolds just to mess with people. Oh yeah, it's been
photoshopped all this time.
Exactly. There's people who don't believe the Earth is round, and I don't believe Big Ben exists. I'm a Big Ben denier.
Oh my god.
So Rachel, the thing that we should have opened the show with was you have a podcast.
I do.
You and your friend Leah.
Yes.
I described it to Will as you drink and then you talk about history.
This is correct.
And Will, your response to that was you liked half of those things.
Yeah, I liked the first half.
Yeah.
Well, let me plug our podcast here because what I say to everybody is our podcast is for history nerds and for history haters because we do our best to make it relatable and super fun and pick really interesting topics. The most encouraging and the biggest compliment we've received from people that I could ever receive about the podcast is, hey, you made me interested in this topic in history that I never thought I'd be interested in anything history related. So, Will, I would encourage you listen to one episode.
All right. Do you have any suggestions on which episode? If I'm a new listener, I've never heard anything before.
Well, the one I always recommend, it was our first episode. We did a two-parter. I will say, and Tyler knows this because he's been really helpful with like sound quality stuff. Our first two episodes, sound quality wise, are of course the worst because they were our very first ones.
That's everybody's first few, like first 10 episodes or so.
Yeah. So when I recommend like early season ones, I'm also kind of embarrassed because of sound quality, but we opened with a banger. It's the Chappaquiddick incident. So for anyone that doesn't know what Chappaquiddick was, that was the incident back in 1969. Ted Kennedy, so JFK's baby brother, literally when he was almost campaigning for the presidency, he was at a party. He drives his car off a bridge, leaves the car behind, takes off, and he left a woman in his car to die. She died underwater that night, did not report it until the next day when he was forced to report it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. See, interesting stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's not boring like US president stuff.
One thing I do really like about what you guys do is you do, so a lot of history shows, it's like, all right, so for the first hour of our episode, we'll be talking about the background of the Civil War before we actually get to the Civil War, like, because you need to know all the context. But it's like you guys have, you're a quick and easy episodes, so it's not like a huge time commitment.
You guys
get into the, I'll be listening to episodes and then you're like, all right, and we're wrapping up for, you know, we have to listen to part two or whatever. And I'm like, oh crap, uh-huh. I was just getting into it. So
thank you. That's a big compliment.
Yeah.
That's one thing I did here. Are you drinking a White Claw?
Hey, there's no laws when you're on the claws.
Well, I'm drinking coffee out of a mug that has Abraham Lincoln's face on it. So, and that was not planned. So.
Well, based on how much you talk about Abraham Lincoln, that actually does not surprise me.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with him. But to go back to what you said about our episodes being kind of short and succinct, another one of the big compliments I've gotten was someone saying, like, my only complaint about your podcast is it's too short. I'm like, I take that as a compliment.
No, that's good.
You want to hear us talk longer.
You're gonna leave them wanting more.
Yeah. And so it has been difficult, like you said, like talking about the Civil War or something. We have done our best to select really narrow, really specific topics. So if we were to talk about the Civil War, we'd have to talk about a specific battle, a specific person, a specific incident, because there is so much.
Right.
It's hard to keep these episodes under like an hour.
but that's really good, because like you could go with Chappaquiddick, you could go, well, I, you know, that sounds like an interesting story, I'm just going to go look, you know, skim through the Wikipedia article on it, and then that's it. And but if you guys, if you know, you dive deeper into that, you then that's going to be a more entertaining show for people, because anybody can go to Wikipedia
Right. We do a lot of thorough research, in particular the Chappaquiddick episode. I read a 500-page book for that episode, so I don't put that much effort into every episode. But
you were probably going to read that book anyway, right?
Oh, 100%. I had it before we even started the podcast.
So once you get you start getting like budgets and stuff, you buy the books that you want to read, and then you say, oh, I'm gonna do an episode on it, and that's my justification for it.
Yeah, budget wise Leah, so my co-host, she's my best friend, she and I have been talking about, we need to be making some money off this podcast stuff to afford all the cocktails that we make.
Yeah, that's the one thing, like, because it's like, you guys are like, oh yeah, we got this thing at the store, and you guys go for, you know, you're not like snobs about the alcohol. It's like, oh yeah, this was cheap, so you know, I
100%.
So which I appreciate as a budget drinker.
Half of the alcohol that she and I both have for the episodes. So Leah got married last May. Mm-hmm. She ended up having more alcohol left over from, you know, she overbought, and or just people didn't drink enough at her wedding. I, however, did, but other people didn't pick up on the slack. So a bunch of the alcohol that she's drinking is stuff left over from her wedding. And then I bought like a couple huge bottles of whiskey and such off of her. So I'm drinking her leftover wedding alcohol too.
Tyler, so. I feel left out. I've never been to a wedding with alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, those are lame.
Especially mine.
I'm sorry.
your wedding was lame, Will.
Yeah. Especially the best man speech.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay. But I guess it kind of happened unintentionally, but in the spirit of you of your episodes.
Hey.
Will, you have a drink for at least for Will and I. We didn't send anything to Rachel, but
yes, I am a classic alcoholic.
Yeah.
So I just, so I mean, every day is a drinking day. So I did make Tyler and I a simple little cocktail.
That is very brightly colored.
It's very simple. Mm-hmm. It's just
high C soda.
Well, it's what is it?
You said
grapefruit juice.
And
okay.
And vodka.
Right. You explained it. It was a screwdriver, but instead of orange juice, it's grapefruit.
Yeah.
So.
And
is this going to be your first time trying it, Tyler?
Yes.
This sip? Okay. Yeah.
And I have one too.
Awesome.
And you know what? I'm not a big grapefruit person, but I think it's good. It doesn't have you had a good mix, Will. Good job.
Okay, good, good. I was also totally eyeballing with the vodka to grapefruit juice.
Which, I mean, I like the simple drinks, like screwdrivers.
Yeah.
Screwdrivers, like, and then like apple juice and Fireball is another good simple one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So kind of how we divvy up stuff on the hashtag history podcast, I do the nerdy history research and Leah puts together all the cocktails, and those cocktails always align with what our topics are. So for example, like that Chappaquiddick episode, there is a cocktail called the Rose Kennedy cocktail that she put together for the episode. And my favorite ones are always when it's like two ingredient ones, because then they're cheap. And if I liked it, then I'm making it beyond just our episode. I'll make it that weekend with dinner or something like that.
Breakfast. Yeah. You know, the usual.
It sounds to me like we need to get Leah on the show.
Oh, absolutely.
I need more alcohol in my life.
She's fantastic.
But in the meantime, Will, you can just listen to all the episodes of Hashtag History.
Thank you, Tyler. Woo!
So
I'll send you that $20 I owe you.
Perfect.
After I'll Venmo you.
So it looks like the first episode of your show went up in the end of July. So how many months is that, Tyler, that they've been doing this, July to now?
What? I mean,
how many months is that?
Why? I guess I'm more just defensive of why are you asking me this question?
Because I want you to do the math so I don't have to think about it.
So July.
July. And then August.
I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Okay, September, that's 9.
Okay, he's working this out.
That
he's
one.
Got the fingers. Okay.
Right, so You've been doing it for a good while.
So. Yeah.
A good undetermined exact number, but yeah.
Have half of your co-hosts given up and stopped showing up?
Oh, man. You know what? Very funny. No, but I can understand that feeling. Unrelated to podcast, we have a book club that very much fluctuates in attendance. Very much.
I mean, I don't know if you've listened to any of our episodes, Rachel.
I have.
Okay. So yeah, officially we have four hosts.
I have, because one other person that's on your podcast has a very similar voice to Will's, or at least I feel like he does. And so there've been maybe you guys Archer? Are looking at each other. You don't feel that way.
Well, no, I guess for us, the voices are going to be very distinct, especially sure. for me, because I edit the episodes. I can tell the differences.
I can't remember who it is, but there have been a couple times where, especially because Will, so some background for everybody. I've known Tyler and Will for 20 years, I guess. And so the last time I heard Will's voice, it did not sound like this. And so hearing Will's voice is kind of like new. And so picking it out from whoever the other person is, sometimes your guys' voice is like, I had to stop a couple times. Okay, who was saying that again?
It's just the vocal effect I put on to make me sound like a man. I'm going to turn it off real quick. How you doing, everybody?
You got that auto tune going on.
I don't want any bad notes in this whole podcast. I swear to God, Tyler.
I've got all my notes. Yeah.
Oh, that was bad, Tyler. That was bad.
Okay.
Your notes joke.
Okay.
I was saying bad notes, like vocally.
Oh.
You hold up your book. No.
It's got sticky notes hanging out of it.
And I thought that was an inside joke that I just don't know about.
No. Nope. It was just a joke that I didn't get that I initiated.
Well, I got you, Will.
But do we want to play a game?
Yeah, let's play a game.
All right. So,
I'm nervous.
All right, so we've played this a couple times for the last few weeks, but I gave Rachel a quick rundown on it, but I've got the bigger book of apps, which apparently is bigger than the regular book of apps, but it's a list of apps. Why someone would want to print this out is beyond me, but I'll give you guys some choices in terms of categories. And then I'll give you the name of an app. You tell me what that app does, and if you get it correct, you'll get 2 points. If you give me the funniest answer, because the chances of you getting the actual correct answer are pretty slim, and are pretty slim. So we'll just that's why we have arbitrary point for whichever answer I like the best.
Well, I'm going to do my best to get the correct answer because I'm not very funny, so I'm not going to get points for being funny.
I mean, there's strategy to it. You can try to go for the funny improv route and slowly tick off points, or you can try to go for the intelligent, you know, intelligent way. You may not get as many correct, but you'll get the higher scores. So,
and you do have the distinct advantage of Tyler hates it when I win things.
That is also true.
Oh, so I might just get points because I'm not related to him.
Well, the final round is usually worth like 10 points or something crazy. So it just comes down to winning the last one round.
All right.
You're never out of the game.
So none of it matters till the end. That's when
usually,
the stakes are high.
unless the guest has a huge lead at the beginning, then it's just they're 1 point. You know, it's the standard scoring system. But all right, Rachel. So we'll do this in turns, where Rachel will go. I'll give you the three categories. I'll let you answer first, and then Will be able to answer after you. And then next turn round, Will will get to answer first. So so I'll give you three random design, finance, and organization.
Let's do organization.
All right. And I've got a couple in here. So your app is called EverPlans. All one word.
EverPlans is an app for planning your happily ever after. It's a wedding planning app.
Okay.
That's my guess.
I feel like you came out with the answer right at the very end of the explanation, but okay. Will, what does ever after do? Or sorry, ever plans do?
See? Gotcha.
Ever Plans?
Yes.
Okay, Ever Plans is, it's a planning app for it's for when you're going to be drinking Everclear.
Oh, my God.
The 95% alcohol by volume drink, Everclear.
Okay.
Because you really need to plan that stuff out because it will wreck you.
It just has all of your information in there, like shit I need to know for when I wake back up. Like what your name is,
when you wake
where
up,
you live.
When you wake up in the field, here's the GPS, you know. Mm-hmm.
It's it's got like glass shards floating in the bottle
okay.
to like try and slow you down. Like you actually gotta like
is this ice know. Or is this glass?
Yeah.
All right. So neither of you got the correct answer.
No way.
Yeah,
man, I
surprise.
Really felt like I was close.
I mean, you're fairly close. The actual is an end of life document and information organizer. So you were close, I think. But,
that's awful.
You know, end of life, beginning of marriage. Same?
So, yeah. So
Will gets Will gets the arbitrary point for that round.
That's fine. I have more questions about this app, okay. though. If you're planning your afterlife or your end-of-life plans, you have to give someone else your password to get into the app at the end, right?
I'm assuming... so all I have here is literally the name of it, and then that it's an end-of-life document information organizer, and then everplans.com.
I'm just saying that does no one any good.
I'm assuming part of the thing is, because like Google has this where you can, like, worst case scenario, something happens. If you don't log into your Google account after so many months and you can set the span, it will say, you put in a friend's email or someone you trust email, and they'll have access to your email account.
Got it.
I have that similar thing, mm-hmm. except it's like incriminating documents that I'm holding over people's heads.
Right.
If I get killed,
and it goes to all the major
the police.
All the major news sources. Yeah. I have always wanted to have one of those of like, if this gets, if I don't log in to reset this timer, it's going to go out to all the news sources, all the newspapers. And
see
then
if
no
the
one reads
news agency's like, I don't care. Chuck this in the trash.
All right. Will. Let's see. Does this one actually still have one? I have it crossed out. But yeah. Okay. I'm going to do family through Will.
Oh,
utilities or reference?
Well, I got to go family.
Okay. I kind of figured. You know what? I'm sorry. Family is empty. Sorry.
I guess family means nothing to you, Tyler.
Nope. So, what were the things I said? What did I say before? I said reference, which I think has a cross out on it too, which would be stupid. Okay. So yeah, not reference either. Finance, utilities, or meetings?
Finance, utilities it is.
Okay. Finance it is. All right, we have. Oh, and we're gonna do the last one in finance. Where was it? Okay.
No rush, Tyler.
Yeah. Okay. Will, your app is Bonic. B-O-I-N-C. B-O-I-N-C. All caps, if that helps.
Okay, it's the. What was the theme again?
This is finance.
Okay. It's a, it's kind of like a fan group.
Okay.
It's for Bono fans trying to finance buying a home, buying a car.
Okay.
Or possibly, tour tickets to go see U2.
Okay.
Or, anything of that nature.
Anything Bono related?
Yeah.
Can you get, Bono sunglasses with the weird tint?
That's the one thing. The app specifically states if you're going to be a part of the Bonic fan financing.
The Bonic app, yeah.
Yeah. That you can't, nobody wears those shades except Bono.
That makes sense.
It's in the terms of service.
All right. So, Rachel, Bonic, what does it do?
When I hear you say Bonic, all I can think of is Bionic. So I'm thinking, and it's a financing app.
Yeah.
bionics.
You're financing each one of the bionic parts you want to add to your body at some point.
I think that's a pretty solid answer. However, the actual answer we're looking for is a research center that uses the power in your gadgets to fight for academic research.
God, wait, that was
a fight for. Could you be more dramatic with an app description?
That was going to be my next guess.
It is bionic or bionic.berkeley.edu.
Oh, Berkeley. Get out of here.
Yeah. I will give the arbitrary point to Rachel on that one for the surprise. Thanks. The surprise.
It's just because you're his brother, Will.
I'm a fan of crazy sci-fi technology like bionic limbs.
No, I bring up Bono like twice every game, and Tyler just has to cut it out. He's just tired of it.
It's been like 3 years. All right, Rachel. The game is tied right now. I think this can be our final round.
Okay, pressure's on.
All right, the categories you can choose from are communication, photo, video, or productivity.
What was the last one?
Productivity.
Let's do the photo video one.
All right, let me see what we got in photo video.
Us girls like taking pictures and posting them. I might know about this.
Okay. The app is. I'm gonna spell it because it's four letters and I don't think it's an actual word. VSCO.
Oh, why are you doing that one? You know what the VSCO thing is, right?
No.
It's like a meme going on right now.
Okay, but it's also an app apparently.
So I didn't. Maybe it originated from an app. I did not know that. But they talk about VSCO girls. That's the reference or the meme. Have you guys seen this?
That's what the autocomplete is pulling up.
I think I've heard of VSCO, but I never took the time to figure out what it is.
It's a subculture among members of Generation Z, consisting of teenagers following a certain fashion choice that go along with trends.
So did it start with an app?
Maybe, but there is a VSCO.com that is related to the app.
So I don't know anything about the app, and I know very little about what being a VSCO girl means. But my guess is going to be it's an app where you can Photoshop the shit out of yourself to make yourself look cute.
Okay, William. What do you
just changing cameras?
Just switching rapidly between all the camera shots.
I had
to
go through every camera angle first before I could land.
So you can find the right VSCO angle. Yeah.
Oh, is that how VSCO?
I don't know.
Generation Z we are.
I was gonna say, like, I'm a millennial. I don't know Generation Z stuff.
Correct.
Okay. Gen Z's. Will, what does the VSCO app do?
The VSCO app, right? VSCO?
VSCO.
Is the Vinyl Snobs Club only.
Right.
So it's for, wouldn't you guess it, vinyl snobs.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
People who only want to listen to music on vinyl. Bunch of losers who think vinyl is still
okay.
Good.
Now you don't have to get so personal with the whole vinyl thing.
Oh, sorry, Rachel. You're not a VSCO, are you?
If I knew what that meant, I'd let you know.
I think Tyler might be a VSCO member.
Apparently, I'm one of the definitions of it. One of the many definitions that we've come up with tonight.
Well, if there was a B in there anywhere, Tyler, you would have known it would have been a Bono reference. Right. But
okay,
that was a good answer.
That was a solid answer. Yeah. However, Rachel, I'm pretty sure you got it correct.
Did I actually?
Image editing app with a cult following.
I'd say that's right.
There is a bigger description on this one, and it does talk about the term VSCO girl.
Okay, well, Girl Scouts honor, I swear I didn't actually know what the app was. I just knew I had seen that acronym a lot.
Okay, All right, I'm just going to make a note here.
Let me just delete that really quick from my phone.
So, Rachel, you get 2 points for the correct answer. And because I'm impressed that someone got the answer correctly, I'm going to give Rachel the arbitrary point as well. That brings the total, Will, 1 point, and Rachel, 4 points. Congratulations.
Fantastic.
I feel like that was kind of a, you know, a misuse of the arbitrary point. But
I think it's the normal standard scoring system.
Right. Next time, when you guys invite hashtag history on again, next time, Will's not going to want me to come. He'll just want Leah.
Yeah. That's it.
Where, like, does she live in California? How far away is this alcohol?
It's just alcohol.
She actually lives probably pretty close to you guys. She's in the Rosemont Rancho area.
Oh,
okay.
That is close.
That is as close as we're willing to admit that we live.
I mean, like, it's a couple hours away. But...
Right.
Yeah, sorry. Didn't mean to reveal.
It's okay. No one's watching.
But, all right, well, so, yeah, that was our game. Eventually, we'll finish that book, but not in the near future, apparently. So, Rachel, I wanted to basically pick your brain on future topics for hashtag history. I was trying to think of funny answers or funny things I could ask, but I couldn't really think of any funny ones.
Yeah, our history is kind of brutal.
Yeah, it's kind of...
There isn't a whole lot of funny stuff.
Yeah, I was trying to... I'd go for funny, but then it just come out like inappropriate.
Hey, remember slavery?
See, so I'm going to go with... I'm going to try and give serious suggestions.
Okay.
And Will probably chime in with his slavery ones or whatever. Have you... So are you... Tell me if... Because you got another season coming.
Yes.
And I'm assuming you have it all planned out perfectly to the T.
Yes.
In the future, are you considering the incident at Daylov Pass?
At Daylov?
Is that it? Daylov?
I don't know what you're talking about.
DYATLOV. And I'm going to give the really short.
Oh, yes.
It's the one. So this is all from my memory, but the people went up in the snow. It was like they're in tents and stuff. And then they were found, like the tents were ripped open from the inside. There are people who they ran outside. Like one person had like one shoe on, and barefoot on the other one. They froze. They froze from hypothermia, but they weren't like, there wasn't like evidence of, it was just a weird, they just like showed up dead basically.
I'm really glad you brought that one up. Yes, it actually is. We have a running like master list of future topic ideas, and that one actually is on there.
All right.
And it's just a crazy incident. It happened it's Russia, I believe, right? In the 50s.
I mean, the way Daylov is spelled or however it's pronounced, it does give me Russia. Yeah, nine Russian hikers.
Nine. Okay. And yeah, like you said, their tent was just like ripped open and none of them were actually dressed for like weather hiking. It's such a freaking weird incident.
Yeah.
My plan is to talk about that one and to figure out how to pronounce it before we do that episode.
It's usually good to figure out how to do the pronunciations beforehand.
Yeah.
However, I, as you can tell, just decided I'll wing it. Six died from hypothermia, while the other three showed signs of physical trauma. One had a fractured skull, and then the other two had chest fractures.
God.
Yes, and there's some more gruesome things involved, but that's for the future hashtag history episode to cover.
Well, now I'm going to add like an extra little mark next to it that it's now gotten an additional suggestion,
request.
Recommendation.
Okay. So that's always been interesting. The next, Will?
I actually prepared a little something too, but I thought I would play more to my strengths and research alcohol.
Okay. Oh, you're into the alcohol side of this.
So I found some of those, you know, like really bad Facebook memes about alcohol.
Okay.
So like this one says...
Can you show it? No, it's too complicated. Okay, whatever.
I'll just read it.
Yeah.
So it says, I used to think drinking was bad for me. So I gave up thinking.
All right. I think we found a new format for hashtag history. So Rachel, the next one I have is the disappearance of Harold Holt. The short version is the Prime Minister of Australia disappeared and no one knows what happened to him.
What?
He's the in 1967, Harold Holt, the Prime Minister of Australia, disappeared while swimming in the sea.
While he was Prime Minister.
While he was Prime Minister, his body was never discovered. He was eventually declared dead in Abstinia, because they can't find his body.
They've never found his body.
They've never found his body.
I'm writing this down as we're speaking. I have never heard of that. And yeah. We can run, back-end analytics for who our listeners and such are. Right. And we actually have a pretty high concentration in Australia. So I have wanted to do some kind of Australian history.
It's funny. I didn't hear her writing down when I talked about my joke.
You know what? I missed that one, damn it.
Oh, darn.
It's okay. We'll loop back around. One of
my favorite things that I hope you'll be able to touch on in the episode when it eventually comes out next week, is the Australian sense of humor. He was commemorated by, among other things, the Harold Holt Memorial Swimming Center.
Stop. That's wrong.
That is one of my favorite things about Australians.
That is wrong, but of course we will talk about that.
All right, Will.
I love that idea.
Will, meme, go.
Okay, I've actually got the. I can. That's the wrong one.
Okay, don't pay attention to the live stream.
Okay, I guess I'll just read it. I had the display thing up, but never mind.
All right,
it's too much work.
Yeah. Okay,
so it says it's got a picture of Monica from Friends, except it's like a drawn style, and she's holding a glass of wine, and she's saying, "My doctor told me to watch my drinking, so I'm off to find a bar with a mirror."
Oh,
hilarious!
Okay. All right. So my last suggestion is it's called The Money Pit. Not the movie from 1986 starring Tom Hanks, but there's a I'm trying to find it so I can. But there's basically there's a hole in the ground that was like 200 years ago. These kids found they started digging in the spot and looking for like pirate treasure. They found an actual like a pre-dug hit pit they would find. There's like wood laid over the hole, like planks and not necessarily planks, but just timber laid down to cover up the hole. And then they would dig down and be like 7 feet of dirt. And then they'd find another layer of wood.
What?
And it would go and it went down progressively, like the same sequence of dirt for like 7 or 8 feet and then a set of planks. And they also found the fibers that are on the outside of coconuts. I guess they would use that pirate. When they buried treasure, they would put that around it to help protect and insulate the treasure. And they would find layers of that like on top of the wood.
They found treasure.
Yeah, and they found like a stone with these like weird markings on it. And because it's called the Money Pit. Because it's never been fully excavated. There was a certain point where they got 150 feet down, and at a certain point, water started flooding because it's on a little island near the ocean. So water keeps flooding into this thing.
Oh my God!
And so they have to abandon it's like the 1800s. Well, we'll have to come back next year.
That is fascinating.
So people keep pouring money. They've excavated this island like. Currently, it's just covered in holes, and I think now at this point, it's gotten you can't. Somebody owns it, and you have to get like special permits to do it. Nobody's dug there for years.
But, do you know where that is?
I'm trying to find it because everything I'm pulling up is the movie Money Pit and
Oak Island Mystery.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, so Oak Island, and it's in
Canada.
Yeah, it's in Canada. But yeah, there's this like weird tablet thing so there's definitely something buried there. It's definitely man-made.
I don't believe you.
They've tried to like find where the water is coming in. Like it's almost like designed to flood, like as a, almost like a, not like a trap, but a man-made deterrent to stop people from digging it up. They've tried to find the spots, the where the water comes in from the outside and like block it off with dynamite. It still keeps flooding in. They've tried digging giant holes next to that hole and then digging over to cut into where the treasure is. It's this
like
whole
the
thing
best
for
water
like
stop they could find was just TNT.
Well, no, they would stick a thing of dynamite in there and blow it up to cover it in rocks.
Yeah, that's less funny.
But yeah, since the 1700s has been
that is fascinating.
People have tried to find the treasure the treasure that's in under there. So
that sounds like something to quit your job for and just spend your whole life digging.
People have done that, and no one has found the treasure yet. So
okay, never mind. I'll keep my day job.
So those are my three mystery history things that
I love
think you
it.
Should cover.
Thank you.
Well, you know, comedy comes in the rule of threes, right? So right.
Okay,
we're ready.
I got to do my final one, and I finally got it, so it'll come up in the video. Whoop, bam.
Oh, except Rachel's picture's right in the middle of it.
That's fine. It's just this one over here.
Okay.
This right one. It says, okay, first of all, it's got two pictures of a minions,
yeah,
which is classic Facebook. Everybody loves that. And it says, alcohol does not make you fat. It makes you lean against tables, chairs, floors, walls, and ugly people.
There you go.
That is the best one. Good job with closing it out with that one.
All right. Well, we'll probably need to be closing up the show in a minute, but I have one last small topic of discussion. Rachel, mm-hmm. What U.S. president would be the worst roommate?
The worst roommate?
Yes.
Probably, I really love that question. Probably Andrew Johnson, and that would be just because I despise him.
Okay.
Andrew Johnson was the president that followed Abraham Lincoln. As you guys know, Lincoln was assassinated, so Andrew Johnson coming
what?
In was kind of, I know.
When did my boy Lincoln die?
It's still fresh.
No.
Somebody check, is Lincoln lawyer okay?
Which actually happens to be one of my favorite movies. Anyway, Johnson, he came in right after Lincoln, completely shook up everything that Lincoln like fought for and stood right. for and wrecked everything. Why I think he would be the worst, other than the fact that I hate him, he was a drunk who, when he was giving his... when he was giving his inaugural speech, kept falling over and slurring his words and drooling and all of that. I think he sounds like a miserable person.
Okay.
He got impeached.
He did get impeached. You're right. Yeah. He did get impeached, although I hate Andrew Johnson, he's my least favorite president. I do like talking about him. So all this impeachment stuff that's been going on has brought him back into the
public.
So I'm like, actually, I happen to know a thing or two about that.
I feel like George Washington would be a bit full of himself. I did it perfectly on the first try.
I could have gone for more a third term, but I didn't want to.
Yeah, that you might not be wrong, because with the thing with George Washington too, he became president completely. What's the word I want? There was no competition.
Oh,
like everyone,
unopposed.
All sides, everyone wanted him. Can you imagine? I mean, he was treated like a god. They actually struggled trying to figure out what title they would give the president, because they were leaning towards like Your Majesty,
right,
for George
right.
Washington.
Yeah, instead of like Mr. President or
yeah. Yeah, so maybe he was a snob. I don't know.
My first thought was Taft, because I think he would,
because he was so fat.
He would go through the fridge, and even though if you labeled things as yours, he would go and eat them.
Man, I was way ahead of you. I'm already Googling Taft.
Are you looking at how huge he was?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it, but the first thing that popped up was actually
about the bathtub.
It was the first thing that popped up was just a clothing line called Taft.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
That's cool.
Well, there's this long story about how you guys might know this one. This is like fun fact about William Taft. Supposedly it's like a urban legend that they had to get rid of the bathtub that was in the White House because he got stuck in it. He was like 350 pounds, got stuck in the bathtub. They had to get rid of it and create like an extra large size tub for Taft.
He was 350 pounds, apparently.
Oh my god. Allegedly, legend has it.
The other one that came to mind was Teddy Roosevelt.
Okay,
I think he'd be, you know, it'd be fun at first, but then he'd be like, you'd bring in like another carcass from his hunting and stuff, so it just like stink up the place.
That actually was what I was just gonna say about him. Like you said earlier, reading books for the podcast, or does it go the other way around? Where I'm just reading the books anyway, and I'll.
It's for the podcast. It's for the podcast, yeah. I swear.
There is a book. I haven't read it yet, but I have a book about Teddy Roosevelt, about him like trailing the Amazon River because he was just a badass. And that was like following his presidency, just some cool stuff that he did. But yeah, he could potentially be obnoxious as well.
It's like, ah, oh, geez, Teddy, another
We've
one?
Heard this story.
Yeah, the bullet. Yeah, miss, you know, hit the book. Jeez. So, but yeah.
Who do you think's the most forgettable president?
Oh, it was that guy.
Oh, there's so many. There's one.
That one. What's his name?
Yeah, ha ha ha.
Tip of my tongue.
It was Obama.
Wait. What?
Who?
Sorry, Rachel. Go ahead. Go ahead with your serious answer.
I was just going to say that there was one president that his name's Franklin Pierce. He was the 14th president, and no one ever remembers him. He didn't do anything exciting. He was one of the early guys. The one thing that I remember about him is that his wife and kids, so he became president, his wife and kids are on a train on their way to like stay at the White House, you know, after he's become president, and train wreck, they died.
Oh,
yeah. That's like, there you go. Now you'll always remember Franklin Pierce.
I guess, fun fact. I guess you kind of did your job if nothing important happened during your presidency.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We talked about, who'd we talk about? Now I can't. We talked about Harding, Warren G. Harding, in one of our episodes, and that was something that people actually complimented him on, which we talked about him in the context of the Teapot Dome scandal. So we talk about him like not being a great guy, but something that people did like about him as a politician was the fact that there's like nothing remarkable to say about his politics. That's sometimes a compliment. Like you didn't rock the boat.
Yeah, you've got no enemies.
There's literally nothing to remember you by. Congratulations. That is an excellent thing.
All right, Tyler, do you want to end the show?
I guess we should probably wrap it up in a now.
In a now,
sure.
Okay.
So, Rachel, tell us again where people can find you in the show and all that stuff.
Yeah, so it's the hashtag History Podcast. We are on Instagram at #history_podcast. We're super active on there, and we actually just today posted a little giveaway that we're doing. So if you start following us now, you have potential to win in that giveaway. And then you can find our podcast on any podcast platform you use. We're all over the place, Apple, Google, Spotify, whatever.
Awesome.
And so we're in between seasons right now. We wrapped up season two a couple weeks ago. We have a month-long break between seasons. Season three starts the first week of February. And this season in particular, I'm super excited about it because it's basically like one of my other one true loves, aside from history, is true crime stuff. Mm-hmm. So season three has a lot of true crime stuff where we're basically a true crime podcast disguised as a history podcast this next season. So
I personally like false crime.
Oh my God.
Did you hear about that bank heist on the moon?
No, I didn't. Tell me more about it, Tyler.
Well, in 1774.
Oh my God.
All right. So,
but, yeah.
It has also been a while on the outro. Sometimes we do RIP.
Okay.
It's been a while since notable people died.
Yeah.
So I thought I would catch us up on some sad notable deaths.
Okay.
Terry Jones, Monty Python actor.
Yeah, he just passed away.
Yeah, that was very sad. Very sad.
Okay. You've done this segment for like a year and a half, probably, maybe even 2 years.
Yes.
I still don't understand why you do it.
just to remember.
Okay. Yeah. But the thing is like the rest of the show, you're like funny. You try to like work in jokes and like be inappropriate. And then you do this thing at the end where it's like, and here's notable people who've died. Rest in peace. And like I'm still trying to figure out what the gimmick is.
I like to end the show on a down note,
Tyler. Okay. All right.
And All right. Well,
I'm still skeptical.
It's my one little bit of like genuine humanity. And the other one, you know, I am a big drumming fan. Mm-hmm. I play a little bit. And Neil Peart from Rush, he died. And that was very sad. He's like one of the greatest drummers of all time. So thought I would just say, you know.
R.I.P.
Yeah. I guess he was really rushing off to go to heaven.
There it is.
There it is.
Oh, my God.
There it is. All right.
And Terry Jones is looking for the Holy Grail. Ah! Oh,
okay. The one thing I did, John Cleese did say on Twitter, I think he said something like, two down, four to go. So at least they poke fun at themselves. But all right, Will, you can go ahead and hit the outro music.
I'll hit it when I'm good and ready, all right, Tyler.
I guess we're stuck.
And whenever I find it.
All right, now it's playing.
It's playing. Yeah. So how'd you think that went, Tyler?
I think it was good. Is the music playing now?
Yeah, the music's playing right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't be talking over it. Right?
Yeah, we should stop talking over it. You know who the worst president to be roommated with is actually Garfield, because he keeps eating all your lasagna.
Stop it.